Hi, this is Sarah and Sarah reporting for Citizen 2014. We're outside the Merchant Square, and can I just get you to introduce yourself?
My name's Robert.
Okay, hi Robert, thank you very much for speaking to us. And we're just going to ask you one question now, which is, what do you think Glasgow 2014's legacy should be?
Well, I'm slightly conflicted, slightly ambivalent, precisely because I do remember, were you in Glasgow the year of culture?
I wasn't.
Well, I lived in London at the time, and I came up for the Year of Culture, there were all sorts of legacy issues there, and for the people, you know, things like social housing, all that kind of things that would benefit, let's say, the socially deprived, and of course, the inevitable. And I mean, anybody with half a brain would have predicted this. The big boys were waiting in the wings, and once it was all done and dusted, they went snap. And they grabbed it all, and everybody else got the crumbs. And I've got a terrible feeling this may happen again, you know. And the same thing happened in London. I don't know if you know London well. Same thing happened there. I remember you'd like the Docklands, and a lot of the stuff there was supposed to be for poor people. And you're talking about people here. Don't get me wrong. I'm not some bleeding heart liberal here, but you're talking about people who had spent 40 years of deprivation. And when they got the bid, that was one of the USPs to sell the bid to actually get it the first place. And the same thing happened in London. The property boys moved in, they snapped up, and they made into all these what we would now call, I mean, it's a bit of a cliche, obviously, yuppie flats, you know, £200,000 yuppie flats. And the actual people who get promised to, they get elbowed out. And it was ever us, let's face it. I mean, you know, the rich inherit the earth, let's cut to the chase here. So that's why I've got I'm not too hopeful. But then again, I'd love to be proven wrong, you know.
Yeah.
I really would be loved to be proven wrong. And as I say, it's just that I've been around the block quite a few times, and I know how it works. It's like the shrewdies, the cunning ones, the property developers, they're in a bar somewhere, and they'll say, once it's all done and dusted, we'll move in, you know. And they've already got it all pre-planned, you know, simply because they've got the articulation, the shrewdness, the cunningness to do it. And the people who really, as far as I'm concerned, deserve it, never seem to get much of a look in, you know.
But you'd like to be proven wrong.
I'd love to be proven wrong. And well, as I say, I'm only saying that, and don't think I'm being cynical here. You're talking about somebody who's seen it through the prism of experience.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not some cynical guy that... Before I say something, I usually try to hope that I know what I'm talking about. And I've seen it quite a few times, you know. And it's always the way it happens. The very people... And of course, that's how they get the bid in the first place. You promise the earth, we will do this for the people. We use this word, the people. That becomes a mantra, doesn't it? And then suddenly, once it's all done and dusted, and the media has moved on, and we live in such a fast-moving, rolling news society... everything gets forgotten, you're on to the next big thing.
Yeah.
And suddenly the actual people who the legacy should have been for, suddenly they get lost in the shuffle. Now, you know.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us. I really appreciate it.
Well, I hope I'm wrong. I would love to see you be wrong, but to quote the one liner, don't hold your breath.